I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Yankees versus Red Sox, an age-old rivalry. This is Sandra Tsingla with the lowdown on science. This 100-year-old feud started when a Red Sox player moved to the Yankees. But is the quarrel just for the baseball fans, or also for the pigeons? Meet Elizabeth Carlin and Jason Munchie South from Fordham University. They studied pigeons from six big cities on the East Coast, from Boston down to Washington. They collected blood samples from 500 pigeons of the same species. Then they compared their DNA, the biological codes that make pigeons unique. What did they find? New Yorker pigeons have different DNA sequencing from the Bostonians. What else? Any two pigeons found within 16 miles are very closely related. But more than 50 miles apart? Almost no similarities at all. Big cities are a melting pot for humans, but the pigeons? Apparently, they don't fly far from the nest. What does that mean for their favorite team? Well, next time you meet a pigeon, ask them, Yankees or Red Sox? But be prepared to get dumped on.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with UC Irvine and 89.3 KPCC, with support from the Fuse Family Foundation and W.W. Norton's The Mad Woman and the Roomba by Sandra Tsingla Lo. Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.